Hey guys, the following podcast is a Lady Gang Network and Podcast One production, which means it's going to be awesome.
It's time for a quickie.
Podcast One presents The Lady Gang, the Hollywood Girl Posse, with Lady Gang Quickie. Here's Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Let's make this quick.
Hello, 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 and welcome to The Lady Gang. I am Becca Tobin here with Kelty Knight and Jack Vanek. It's your weekly quickie. Are you guys liking your weekly quickies?
We hope so.
People are listening.
The same amount are listening, right?
I thought people would be like, it's too much. Like,
they're
a quarter,
too much.
A quarter.
You guys are too annoying.
Yes. I can't take more than an hour a week. But the same amount of people that are, like, listening to the OG Tuesday podcast are now coming to listen to the quickie.
Yeah. And that means they really like us because we never have guests for the quickies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They
just like us.
They like us for us.
Oh, you love us.
I feel so accepted.
Okay, so today we need our inspirational quote.
Please let me go to my pin board and pull it up. I know. I feel like so much pressure mostly when this happens.
Do you just pull these from your Instagram now? Or you have a Pinterest?
I have a Pinterest board. Well, I've always had a Pinterest board called Inspiration.
It's like my Jack Wisdom, but like for actual,
but like not
like happy things.
Not funny either.
Just sad.
Sorry.
It's not sad. It's wonderful. Being inspired by the things that you love is not a flaw. Okay. Are you ready?
Yep. Oh my God. Let's go.
Jesus.
Ready?
Yeah.
It's just a bunch of silence.
A woman is unstoppable after she realizes she deserves better.
Ooh. True that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really
but, like, when does it end? You know what I mean? Do I go home tonight and tell Zach I can do better? Would I be unstoppable? I don't think I would. I think my life would come to
your life.
Yeah,
sounds like it'd slow down pretty fast.
It'd be pretty quick demise. I feel you, Kelty.
But you know, it's like...
Yeah, knowing your worth.
Know your worth, girls.
It takes a
long
time.
Don't settle, bitches.
I really don't know anybody who figures it out.
Like ever
in your 20s, forget about it.
Forget it.
Oh
forget
my God,
it.
No
You're
way.
Never, ever going to feel that good about yourself. Mm-hmm. You might have good days.
Yeah.
And you might have a little delusion.
Moments. And there may be delusion.
There's a lot of delusion.
There's
like, I look back on pictures of me at 24 when I thought I was hot ass shit and I had like no hair.
No, it is so
I
true.
I had a bleach blonde box dyed mullet.
There's certain, yeah, but there's certain... Like, if you're insecure about your looks in your 20s, you might not be insecure about career stuff or vice versa. Mm-hmm, but you're always going to feel – I feel like in your 20s, you're always just going to feel like you're not worth whatever it is that you're wanting.
Right.
Mm-hmm. In your 30s, you feel like you're worth it and you're just frustrated like, why you're getting it.
Yes. 100%. Oh, my God. That's a mirror message.
Why is
so
no
true.
One giving me what I finally realized I deserve?
But it's everybody – And I feel like this, no matter who you are and what you're trying to do, everybody feels like they're behind and that they could be doing so much more. Whether that's if you're a mother or you're like strong in your career or whatever relationship wise, you always feel like there's something more you can do.
For sure.
It's like you just have to accept that we're all human.
It's really hard. Speaking of, what are we grateful for?
Oh, God, what was mine? Oh, I know what I'm grateful for.
What?
I'm grateful for a new Netflix show.
What is it?
These are getting like progressively more vain and shallow as we go every week.
I'm thankful
for this guy.
It's better than talking about myself. Evil Genius. Did you guys watch it?
No.
Ooh, it is so good. I mean,
what's it about?
So it's like a true crime show, obviously, because that's all I watch. It's about a bank heist in Erie, Pennsylvania in 2003, that this guy walked into a bank with a bomb strapped to his chest.
I heard a podcast about this story.
Oh, really?
My favorite murder told this story.
It's wild. I mean, the guy has been trying to follow this woman that was part of it around for like 10 years. And she is like the most like diabolical psychopath and it's insane. Four episodes. I binged it in one night. It's incredible.
To watch.
I'm going to watch it tonight.
It's like Making a Murderer, like Jinx kind of vibes. So good.
I'm going to take it to a serious place.
Okay, what are you
thankful for? I'm so thankful for something that I slept on for my entire life until this year.
What?
Bath bombs. I slept on them. I thought I would go into a Lush or wherever they sell a bath bomb or someone would gift me a bath bomb. And I was like, what is this crystallized ball of laundry detergent doing?
Why do you
What
love
a
it now?
Waste of space. It also doesn't stack, so I can't organize it. Like,
where you throw them in like a basket.
Where am I supposed to put these? Like, right. I didn't know. And then when I injured my hand, I had a couple different friends send me care packages. And like, apparently people are like, oh, you're hurt? Here's a bath bomb, which I appreciated. And so I have been bombing my bath. Number one, they smell delicious. Number two, they make your bath a cool color. Mm-hmm. Becca could give no f- about this story. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They do have the one that makes your water black. That's pretty cool.
Ew. Oh.
Well, it's like a
you would like that.
But it was like for Halloween or something like that.
Oh, anyway, bath bombs. I see you. I feel you. I enjoy you. Send them my way.
Didn't you get one from MedMen?
I got a MedMen. I haven't used it yet. I'm scared because I did the body scrub. I got like a body wash scrub invigorating MedMen. Right. And I put it all over my body and scrubbed myself. And then I was like, what?
Really?
I don't know. If it was just I stayed in the bath too long and I was like
hot. In the bath too long.
Yeah. Overheated.
Yeah. Becca, what are you thankful for? I mean, what do you have gratitude for? My great stories about bath bombs?
No, here's my gratitude. So I absolutely loathe so many things, obviously.
Same, obviously.
Wait, we need a t-shirt that just says, I obviously loathe so many things, obviously.
That is my life. I loathe.
That's your tagline.
I can't.
That's why gratitude circles hard.
It's hard for me. But here's what I don't loathe. The fact that I married someone who loves doing most of the things that I hate. It's weird.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. He really likes grocery shopping. I really hate it. He really likes doing yard work. Let me tell you something. If you look at me and say to me, let's do some gardening this weekend, I will find a reason to not be alive. Like, I do not want to be outside in the sun aging rapidly, digging holes of things that are just going to die. Yeah. I don't want to go to Home Depot and pick out perennium synthiums. I don't give a flying rats.
That's great that he does, because I don't know if any other man in the world likes gardening.
He loves it so much that he spent the entire weekend doing it. Mm-hmm. And I really needed the backyard to look presentable because we had some people over. I was not about to do it. Mm-hmm. And so I would be broke if I were paying somebody mm-hmm. to take my care of the yard or what little of a yard we have. But he just like – he just does it.
Did he do it like shirtless?
He does do it sometimes. Sometimes he does.
God, so damn hot.
Well, he's also somebody who tans in 3 seconds.
I hate that.
It is
– jealous.
So annoying. Mm-hmm. He looks like another race right now because he did yard work, and I sat out there and got sunspots.
And you're like, have fun with your freckles, baby.
Yeah, he doesn't have a single freckle.
That's very annoying.
He has
What's his ethnicity?
He has a lot of Native American, and there's something. Mm. Do you get freckles, Elena? Yeah, it's like their skin is just
Elena wears giant
butter.
Sunglasses when it's cloudy.
I know, but
you
got
to protect that face.
That's true. You don't really sit in the sun, do you?
I hate it. She hates the sun. Okay. Today I was like, oh, it's a little cold. And she's like, I love this weather. This is my favorite weather. I would prefer this weather to anything else.
You need to live in the cold.
Because she loves.
Yeah. Well, we're not letting you. Yeah, so you can I don't know how to tell you that.
Okay, when we come back, we're going in the box.
What's in our box?
Don't shake it too hard. What's in the Lady Gang box?
What's in the box?
Okay, we're back. Ooh, this is a very inventive question.
Ooh, inventive.
Or topic. Zebra stripes as fashion.
Oh.
Gross.
You're probably wearing them. Sounds like something I would love, right?
Wait,
now,
stand
Jack
up.
Is
Let me see these leggings.
These aren't zebra stripes. They're like cheetah.
Wait, it's cheetah, but then it has then like knee stripes.
I don't like the stripes in this, though. I just like a cheetah. I like a zebra stripe. I had zebra stripe pants. I actually sewed myself a pair of zebra striped pants when I was a kid.
You're such
bell
like
bottoms.
During your emo phase?
No,
or
when I was like
child.
12.
Oh.
I'd wear them if I had them still.
They're coming back.
Zebra's back?
I saw something in zebra recently.
I feel like either it has to be a designer zebra.
Couture.
Or none.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you can't give it a legitimate zebra.
It has to be from an actual zebra.
Yeah. But no, you can't. I think something zebra printed from Forever 21.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe something like a Gucci bag that is a zebra stripe.
Like, don't bring me a Zara like suit in a zebra print.
Ooh, okay. A two-piece suit? That would be cool.
Terrible.
I'd wear it.
Okay. So what do you think?
I can't wait till we're on TV all the time and everyone can enjoy the Jack Vanek of fashion.
Oh my God, I can't wait. I'm most excited about it.
Have you already bought like low cut tracksuit plunging neckline outfits?
Jumpsuits?
Yeah.
Good.
Duh. She's ready. She's so ready.
Amazing. I'm not a big fan of zebra stripes.
Rude.
Red.
Okay. Oh, from zebra stripes to something real serious, saving and budgeting.
Oh, gross.
That's not my
problem. Gross. Well, I do listen a lot of the time to Dave Ramsey's podcast. Mm-hmm. He is the master at telling you how to pay off debt, how, what percentage of your paycheck should be going to savings, what you should be investing in.
Shout out Dave Ramsey. Come on, Lady Gang.
Dave Ramsey, would literally scare us straight right now.
No. Is he the one that says to pay for everything in cash?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Because he does not believe in debt. He doesn't believe in owing anybody anything.
What about your house?
No. He's like a firm believer in paying for cash. He
can't pay for cash to buy a house in L.A.
Sometimes he says, well, a market like L.A.,
yeah,
he will justify
mortgage.
Like a hefty, hefty down payment.
Right. Like a half or something.
Uh-huh. But then but the only debt, like when he has people say that they are out of debt, it's everything usually up to their mortgage. So their cars are paid off.
Right.
Credit cards, student loans, mm-hmm. whatever. So, yeah, Dave Ramsey, I have to say, is like the only person that I've listened to that makes it really kind of simple. And he has an app for mm-hmm. budgeting. I think it's called Every Dollar. Those apps. And also Mint. I like Mint a lot because I hook it up to mm-hmm. all my bills. Also, mm-hmm. auto pay mm-hmm. for keeping your credit stable or improving it. A lot of the time, all that takes is setting up auto pay and just not even having to think about it every month.
Yeah.
Because it really does help. And I'm not a really great person when it comes to budgeting and saving. So.
I'm definitely not the person to ask.
Kelty's a master at it.
That's not true. I have always been a saver, though. I'm like a doomsdayer. And mm-hmm. so I can remember when I was living in New York and I was so poor, I was putting $25 a week from my like go-go dancing $125 into a savings account.
Because, see, but that's great because you can do it at any level, though.
Right. So it doesn't – I think people get overwhelmed and they're mm-hmm. like, oh, I should have all these thousands of dollars in savings. But – the little bit you put away, if you put it into like a little baby money market or whatever, eventually the interest is going to like start to add up.
Yeah.
And I think my thoughts on it are the earlier you start, the easier it gets. And the earlier you start, even if when you're making, you know, $10,000, $15,000 a year, which is like what I was making in New York, I can't believe I lived on like, how did I even afford rent? Like, it was so insane because I lived in a $200 apartment. But like, when you're making that little of money, just to put a little bit away, at least it makes you be able to sleep at night. I think totally. There's no worse feeling than even when I've bought my houses and stuff that you have to Ugh. Hand over that like giant – you've been Ugh. Saving and saving and saving and you hand over this giant chunk
nothing
of change.
Now I'm poor.
And we had nothing, you know? Like we put everything into the house and there's nothing that gives you anxiety more than being like, I can't pay off.
Yeah.
Like
right.
there's something nice about sitting back and being like, oh, if I needed to.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I could pay off my car and pay off my credit card right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't, but like right. I could, you know? So – it takes a lot of the anxiety back. And then as I got a little bit further ahead in my career, it was like $100 a week or mm-hmm. whatever. And then over time, you just have this big savings. Because I read that article that you're supposed to have like
twice
your salary yeah. saved by 35, mm-hmm. which is like super overwhelming.
Also, but who the hell wrote – like what's that based off of?
It's just like
– like you should or people do?
Most people don't, but they suggest that you do.
I went to an accountant once, Real Talk, and he said that if we could save – I mean this sounds so ridiculous. If you could figure out a way to save $1 million by the time you're 40, like have $1 million in the bank. If you started at like 20 and like for 20 years saved and the compound interest keeps getting bigger and bigger, that then when you retire at 65, you would have $10 million.
But here's the problem with that is that now the interest rates – suck.
Yes.
That used to be true.
Right.
And it's not anymore.
Right. Right. So now I'm going to have $5.
So now it's like,
I don't have $1 million in the bank.
It used to be that if you did have $1 million in savings, you could
like
live off the interest.
Yeah, forever.
Like you could live off $100,000 a year, like 10% or whatever.
Right.
But yeah, I also have a rule where I keep a certain amount of savings always.
Yeah.
So it's like, because I also am in a career where
you
could literally go 9 months and not make a dollar. So knowing that I have 6 months of my life in a savings account that I'll never touch, like it's nice to – you don't have to do 6 months if you have a steady job. Mm-hmm. Like 3 months is what they suggest.
Yeah.
And then you don't have to feel guilty when you do have extra money and you're not saving it. And you can go on vacation because you know that you have that lump sum.
Mm-hmm. And I got to shout out Elena – my Miss Ugly Instagrams, because she's like the, I think, the most frugal, well-dressed person. Like, I know there feels like so much pressure to like fit in and have mm-hmm. the nice things, and we're constantly bombarded with like the things that everyone
stuff.
Has. But Elena, like, she just told me we were driving to work this morning. And I was like, what'd you do? And she goes, oh, I went to the sale and she went and got these Prada boots. And she's like, I've been watching them at the Saks off Saks Fifth Avenue and they're $500 and I was never going to spend $500 on a shoe. And then finally it was Memorial Day. So they were like 20% off. And then my mom signed up for that credit card and she got them for $350. And like, I think she always gets like, I'm always like, how the f- do you have Gucci shoes on right now? But she always like sale hunts and like buy stuff. I always buy like all my designer stuff. I would never walk into like a fancy store and buy it straight. I always buy it secondhand or like when there's a deal.
I can't believe people actually do that.
Well, Dorit does because she can afford it.
Yeah.
Just like money flowing from every orifice in her body.
Yeah. But, you know, I think there's like, just remember that all those people you see with those like really fancy things, like most of them are buying them secondhand or like
or renting them,
or they're in like a shit ton of debt, and you don't want to be that person.
That's like I've known girls that have like $40,000.
Oh no, there was that one girl.
Beautiful shoes.
There
are like most girls in LA.
They did. There's some article on this girl that moved to New York and was trying to be like an Instagram influencer or whatever, and she went into like $50,000 worth of debt because she was paying for all these like. Paying for all the things that these people with like millions of followers get for free, but it's like you cannot live that lifestyle and you can't compare yourself to people that live that lifestyle on the Instagram because it's all fake anyways.
It's true.
It's insane.
So true.
Well, there's our budget.
Yeah, there's your advice. Budget. It's hard. It's not easy. It's also
money
like
sucks. Also to don't be- marry someone who doesn't have a good job.
Oh my God. And, no, but you know what?
I mean,
or is good with their money.
A job.
Or somebody who's good with their money.
Somebody that could be making $1 million a year and they could be in just as much debt as somebody that has a shitty job.
But don't marry somebody. I have a lot of girlfriends who met guys who were not, quote, like earners. And I'm not talking about millionaires. I'm not even talking about $100,000 a year. I'm talking about just somebody who provide, like, who makes money.
Has a job.
Because, so that you're not paying for you. And him. Like, it's, I have so many.
This is a real thing. I have a girlfriend who's a professional dancer who, that's not a great salary anyway, and has been supporting this guy for all these years.
Hell no.
And, like, go get a job. Work at Starbucks. Like, you, when you pick your partner, you want to pick someone that, like, you're going to want a guy that has extra money to go travel or, like, whatever. You know what I mean? That's important
to you. Well, you need
that's
somebody like, that's on your level and, like, your lifestyle. Yeah.
Otherwise, it's just, I'm seeing so many of these relationships just get into so much trouble because it's fun at first and you're like, I got this, babe. I got
this. Oh my God, that does not sound
fun. I did that in my
me.
20s at one point.
Then you're going to have a kid one day and take care of the kid and your husband?
It does not end well.
No freaking way.
And then you split up and it's like disaster.
And then you're back to ground zero.
Okay. Anyway, we love you. Was it good for you, Becca?
We'll see.
Nope,
it was here for a good time.
We were here for a long time.
We weren't here
for
a
actually,
good time.
Rule follower Elena.
Yeah.
We need one more. We need one more question.
We have 3 minutes.
Does it that matters?
Oh no.
Yeah, we're not going to skimp these people.
We could try to keep saying.
We started 3:08.
No, I'm 17 minutes.
She's looking.
Okay. Ooh, this
can
is a good one.
Can you guys tell Kelsey's dying to finish?
No. Okay, this is a good one. Worst part of womanhood.
I'm going to tell you, it's maintaining all of the things we have to maintain. Mm-hmm. Bikini waxes, shaving our legs, not getting fat, looking pretty without wrinkles, having enough money to have Botox so you don't get wrinkles, but then not doing too much Botox so you don't look insane. Having babies and your body literally falling apart and everyone expects you to look incredible after. I don't know. Is that all?
So I was seeing this guy recently and I was going to get Botox the next day and I am open about getting Botox because everybody does
it.
So I was like, yeah, my mom and I are like doing a mother-daughter Botox thing. He's like, what? Why would you get Botox? You don't need it.
Bye.
I was like, because I've been getting it for 5 years and if I didn't, I'd have a billion freaking wrinkles on my forehead and then you would think I'm ugly because all we're doing is to try to stay young and beautiful forever. So we seem attractive, but men look hot with wrinkles and look hot as they age. And there's nothing more frustrating than that in the entire world.
There's never a moment in my life where I feel like I'm all taken care of.
Ever.
My nails and my hair and my body hair that I'm supposed to not have, but I do have. And it's like all of these things. And then as soon as you're out of the woods and you look great, then you get like a yeast infection.
Yeah.
And it also.
You're like, thank you for pouring that hot wax in my vag. Now it has upset my pH.
Right? And then your baby
powder
is
itchy forever.
Yeah. No, it's so hard because it's. And we don't want to have to think like that, but society has f***ed women so much, especially now, because it's not just magazines. You're looking on Instagram, you're looking at everybody's Photoshop pictures, and you're constantly comparing yourself to other people. Even, like, I feel like I'm quite a confident person, and I still succumb to that all the time.
Yeah.
Like, it sucks.
And it's expensive.
Yeah.
It's like, am I going to put money in my savings this week, or am I going to go take care of my face?
Yeah, am I going to get a facial?
I'm getting a facial. It's insane.
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry, guys.
I think the worst part of womanhood is when you are on your period and you feel so gross, like gross, 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 and then your period ends and you're like, yes, I'm free for another 27 days. And then like you're period free for a Thursday. And then on Friday morning, that like brown gunk, the leftover period just like gets in a panty. And it's like a hanky panky panty that was like $38 at Bloomingdale's. And you're like, and now you're ruined. Goodbye forever, comfortable panty.
Yeah.
And then a nice spotting during when you're ovulating too.
Yeah.
And then your period comes early. And then you're me and you bleed for 3.5 weeks out
of
the
month. And then if you don't bleed, you're scared you're pregnant.
So there's that.
There's no winning.
There's no winning.
But we love being women.
I would love all the men on the planet to have one period.
Well, like, you remember they're trying to do male birth control and they stopped the studies because they were having side effects of weight gain and mood swings.
Yeah, yeah. I just want to take men. This is what we should do on our TV show.
Oh, let me get my pen out and make a list.
I actually
men
have,
do lady shit.
Yes. I have girlfriends whose husbands are very particular about how they're groomed, how much makeup they wear.
The women are?
How often. No, the men are.
About the
like
women.
About their wives. Mm-hmm. Like, I have a friend whose husband likes her super, super blonde, but she's a naturally dark-headed person, so she's having to get her hair done all the time, and wearing a lot of makeup. Like, he likes a glam.
What?
And so she's having to do – not having – I mean, she's the idiot for marrying him. But she's having to stay on top of her game, where a lot of us marry people who are like, you look great when you're great, and we don't even notice when you don't do it. But I want to take that guy, that husband, and make him do all the things he really loves her to have done. Just pedicures, the waxing.
And let's just, like, give him a period for, like, a little bit, too. Or, like, maybe have to go through, like, childbirth.
What we could do on the show is we could put the men in like a slightly wet, damp panty for like 10 hours and they have to walk around with like a little like as if they're wearing
well,
a maxi
pad. Well, we should get some electrodes and give some cramps to them as
cramps
well.
Cramps at the same time.
Let's do it.
You know what I mean?
And
they could wear their white jeans and like accidentally like have a blood stain and have to hide it in a meeting with a sweater.
And then they have to take some – what could put them in a bad mood? Some kind of something
not
to make
eating,
them moody as
men
shit.
Men are so hangry always.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, my God. Men do lady shit.
Men do lady shit.
It's coming.
Lady men.
I'll never forget what I did to prep for Zach's first trip out to L.A. It was honestly insane.
Right. It was like the Olympics.
It was the Olympics of primping, and he didn't notice.
I'm sure he did. He married you.
Well, that would have happened anyway.
Now we are done this quickly.
We're done,
bye.
Guys.
That was it. Bye.
That was so abrupt. Okay,
bye.
We love you. Thanks for listening.
Wasn't here for a good time.
That escalated quickly.
Thanks for joining us on Lady Gang Quickie. Check out new episodes of Lady Gang every Tuesday and more quickies every Thursday on podcast1.com, the Podcast One app, and Apple Podcasts.